An $86 million shortfall in the Cabinet for Health and Human Services prompted the cutback in subsidies. Childhood Council of Kentucky Director Bradley Stevenson says the biggest impact was felt by low-income families where both parents worked. Statewide, he says about 4,000 families were impacted, with more than 500 in Fayette County alone. Stevenson says some parents had to leave their jobs so they could care for their kids.
Clients that come back for their annual redetermination, almost all of them are having to make a choice, because they're not eligible. They're having to make a choice whether to reduce their hours, which reduces their wages, or just quit work.
The Childhood Council of Kentucky manages subsidy payments for the entire state. Stevenson predicts the problem will be addressed early in this winter's regular legislative session. Until a solution is found, he worries parents will offer unregulated family and neighborhood child care.
And that's the tough part, is we don't capture that information to even know what they're doing. But there's only a few options that parents would have if they're going to work. And the most likely option is to go to a relative or a friend or neighbor.
The trend disturbs Lexington Councilmember Kevin Stennett, who says forcing people into unemployment is the wrong answer.
And what we're encouraging people to do, as you alluded to, is not to work. We're not, and this system should be built on getting people back to work and encouraging that and helping those who do, not those who don't.
Sure.
But those who do, we need to encourage that more.
The Lexington Council is expected soon to consider another resolution asking state lawmakers to restore funding for child care subsidies. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.